It's Wednesday with Wiser, and it's a crazy kind of week because there's everything from scary events and cosplay downtown to Mother's Day elegant teas and brunches. The second annual family-friendly Sunshine City Scare takes place Saturday and Sunday, the 11th and 12th at the Historic Coliseum on 4th Avenue. This is a chance for you to do 60 interactive activities, 6 contests, video games. There are 25 panel discussions, lots of cosplayers dressed in absolutely frightening gear. It's a horror-themed convention. It's the same person who does the anime St. Pete Comic-Con, and holiday cosplay. So this is going to be a fun thing for those of you who enjoy dressing up. May 9th, I'm dressing up for Diana Ross. It's going to be absolutely fabulous at the Bay Care Sound. One cannot even believe that this famous Motown legend, and I'm not going to say her age because that would be impolite, but she's a woman of a certain age and she is going to just rock your world. So that's at the Bay Care Sound this Sunday. The St. Petersburg Arts Alliance also has a lot of things going on. They just did their tea. They have a new membership program. And of course, this weekend is Second Saturday Art Walk. Always a fun time. Be sure to hit all the galleries. Duncan McClellan has a new show with the Denisons, the folks who are members, and the St. Pete Shuffleboard has an amazing collection of artist-made discs, and they're going to be debuting those. It's a fundraiser for the Shuffleboard Club, and that's going to be on Saturday, May 11th, which is a terrific time to go and enjoy some of the downtown restaurants. Lolita's being a favorite of mine, right near the Warehouse Arts District. Stroll the Edge, Stroll the Grand Central. Check the Arts Alliance website for everything that has to do with Arts Alliance. Ruth Eckert Hall has a throwback to the past, Toto, 6-time Grammy winning band, Dogs of Oz tour. Just happened at the 8th on Ruth Eckert Hall. And on May 11th, you can catch John Tyler Wiley, Americana musical artist, fantastic, with his Virginia choir. That's going to be at Music for Life Living Arts Center, also in Clearwater. Don McLean is Saturday, May 11th, Bill Meinheimer, Capitol Theater. Bye Bye, Miss America Pie, Starry, Starry Night, Castles in the Sky, you name it, he sang it. We'll sing along with him. Destroy Boys is at Janice Live on May 10th. They're a Sacramento, California band. They have racked up a lot of streams, and it's a terrific California punk rock influenced band, so that will be really, really fun. And Queensryche is, if you like heavy metal, is at Janice Live on May 9th. So a lot of music going on this week in Clearwater coming up. We have Lee Asher, May 31st at the Capitol Theater. Hauser, June 1st at Ruth Eckert Hall. Happy Together at Ruth Eckert Hall on June 2nd. Mr. Big, June 2nd at Capitol Theater. And at the West Coast Players in Clearwater, Love/Sick, June 7th through the 23rd. This is a terrific group, very overlooked and not underrated. Terrific community theater. And so that runs June 7th through the 13th. There's just too much going on that you can't even believe it. Now, Mother's Day is a time for rejoicing, and there's a Mother's Day market at Three Daughters Brewing. They're doing a number of things. There'll be more than 50 vendors there taking over the parking lot. They'll have artwork and jewelry and candles, cooking supplies and sauces. I'm going to get going a day early at the Ale and the Witch in the courtyard for some picking and a grinning with the Wandering Hours. They're in concert, and they are always a beautiful, lovely, seamlessly blending string band vibes into a modern harmony-driven sound. So that is going on the 11th. But wait, there's more. Have Gun Will Travel will be in concert at the Ale and the Witch. That will be Friday. Salvador Dali is celebrating his 120th birthday this weekend, Saturday at 10 o'clock. Lots of fun things going on there. The May Days Music Fest is at Cage Brewing, May 10th through the 11th. Lots of fun going on there. An incredible lineup. It just goes on and on and on. 2 days of ice cold brews and indie music, not to be missed. I'll tell you, Cage Brewing is really, truly, that is a place to be every day when you're not at the Owl and the Witch. Mother's Day concert with Kaylee Baker at the Witch's Gallery is on Sunday, and her songs and stories are terrific. The second Saturday Art Mart Night Market is at Works 5 to 9 this Saturday, and the last Meso Market is also this weekend on Saturday. There's going to be 100 years and 100 discs. I'm telling you, this shuffleboard event is really something. It's celebrating the 100th anniversary of shuffleboard in St. Pete. The art is going to be just amazing. I know Pamela Joy Troe has a piece in it. I can't wait to see that. That'll definitely be my first stop. An Intimate Evening with Sting at the Florida Orchestra is this Friday. And the Preservation Summit and Expo is at the St. Petersburg Museum of History this Friday at 10 to 3. That's always a fun thing to go check out. The Charlie Morris Band is at Mastery's Brewing. Thank you, Mastery's Brewing, for being one of our presenting sponsors for Wednesday with Wiser. This Friday at 7 o'clock, always a kick. And Cracker Billy's is at Mastery's on Saturday. Second Saturday Art Walk at the Factory, Saturday, 5 o'clock. The Factory has a new exhibition, Jabari, J-Bomb, you need to check that out. It is, excuse me, at the fairgrounds is Jabari, and check that out, please, the fairgrounds, St. Pete. Also at May Art Walk, the Good Folk Traveling Show is going to be at Creative Clay, and that is a really terrific band and with artists, artwork by artists of the Creative Clay. Just amazing folk art, and it's amazing time to enjoy that. So that's going on as well. Really, you can go up and down in the trolley. You can rent a bike. You can rent a scooter. It's always fun. This Sunday, Soulfish will be live at OCC Roadhouse. And so that is what's going on around town, and yet there is still more. Please mark your calendars for Radio St. Pete's Welcome Summer Fundraiser on June 5th at the Green Lights Cinema, downtown St. Pete. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have music 2 to 8 and delicious eats, so please join us for that. It is free. Of course, Radio St. Pete depends on, and Sunshine 96.7 FM depends on the community. We are community radio, your local sports, music, interview, news, and entertainment. So please join us that day. Wilma Song host Fiona Frenche will be at SIPS St. Pete Beach on May 8th and May 22nd, and at the Deck in Isla del Sol on the 16th. Greenlight Cinema has a new feature film right now through 5/9, Problemista, and 5/16, We Grow Now, and 5/19, Gasoline Rainbow. So many fun things. Also this weekend, May 10th through the 11th, is St. Pete Tacos and Tequila Festival in Vinoy Park. Olé, featuring 30 taco vendors, marvelous margaritas, artist brews, games, and more. Poet Maureen McDowell, one of my favorite, with poet laureate Krista Fairbrother and another poet, Sarah Reese Dizikens. These are three of the finest poets. So three poets in May is May 11th, 7 p.m. It is a collaboration between Ink Tank, a literary arm of the Blueberry Patch, and the City of Gulfport Poet Laureate Program. Each of these women write on big themes impacting our lives, health, parenting, relationships with a feminist slant. There'll be musical interludes by Peter Suarez. Please go to Facebook and look up this event. It is amazing, just amazing. Mark your calendars for the Jazzy Juneteenth Jubilee at the Coliseum. Sunday, June 16th, the all-white party, Al Downing Jazz Society will be doing that. Sunday Jazz with the crew, Sunday Fun Day, is going to be with this week our dear friend Gloria West. And congratulations, Gloria West, who's expecting. She's in town. We're very excited that she will be at the Floridian Social on May 9th. So please, please join her then. Janice Live's Maiden Life, Queensryche, a huge month for Janice Live. Great music, Destroy Boys, May 10th, Periphery, May 11th, Ale and the Witch, We've told you about Kaylee Baker. That's going to be fun. Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater across the bay. Worth going to see. Chris Stapleton, May 10th. Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center, May 11th. Greggy and the Jets tribute to Elton John. Duke Energy Center for the Arts, May 10th. A Sting with the Florida Orchestra, May 11th. Chris D'Elia, TFO on the 16th. But on the 17th, One Night of Queen. Rock out, baby. Rock out. 7C Music. I'm marking my calendar for June 16th for Sean Hopper. Studio Grand Central Comedy Series, May 11th, 18th, 25th. Please catch up on that. Bayboro Brewing, Uncle John's, Deadheads Unite at Bayboro Brewing, May 9th. Ronnie D and the Superstars. Wow, that is just a big band favorite. Mother's Day, 2 p.m. Take mom to that and treat her to the most fun she could possibly have. The Palladium has our very own Anna Marie Smith Butts. We'll perform with her fabulous new band, May 16th, 7:30 p.m., swinging down Broadway. Also at the Palladium, May 9th, is a night of funk fusion, the J. Rod Sullivan Band with featuring Kyle Schroeder on a May 24th, Sinéad Carroll's album release. Absolutely amazing. Another thing over the bridge that I'm going to go check out is 521 Bad Bunny, and that is going to be just a spectacular show. The Straz, May 11th through the 12th, has the Next Generation Ballet Giselle and a Mother's Day brunch on the 12th. Central Park Performing Arts Center, one of my favorite, through the 12th, has Sweeney Todd. And that's just going to be incredible. Deanna Carter is June 6th, and that's Larry Carlton is June 30th. The St. Petersburg City Theater on May 19th, Little Theater presents Mystery Night, and on Freefall Theater, Nollywood through the 12th, American Stage is doing Hedgewick, and SAGES, Senior Actors Guild and Education Services, is presenting Memory Lane, May 11th. Go to the Let's Go Guide. It's on the front of the homepage of the website, RadioSt.Pete.com, and a blog on LinkedIn, my LinkedIn, Annette Weiser. So go to that, and you'll know everything there is to go on. James Museum, 514, 530, a listening party and pop-up market, Beyonce Cowboy Carter. And on May 17th, Margarita Wars. Opening on the 18th at Museum of Fine Arts is a first exhibition of Lizzie Bugasto and Lonnie Holly, artists known for their unconventional use of found materials and dedication to transformation. Titled Never the Same Song, the exhibition explores their shared musical backgrounds and the importance of improvisation in the work. They met in New York City 10 years ago. They explore interests in environmental protection, social justice, and repurposing everyday objects. The Gallery at Pinellas is having an opening on May 23rd for their Beyond Placemaking winners. And it goes on and on and on. So thank you so much for joining me. We have all the Pride events coming up. May 26th is the second annual Pride pageant at the Palladium. The flag will be raised in downtown St. Pete. Gulfport Pride is June 1st. And so don't miss anything. Really, really, there's so much to do. You need to just step out of your comfort zone, get out and about, and enjoy everything there is from downtown St. Pete to the beaches of the Gulf. I am Wednesday with Weiser, and to all of our mothers and babies who have beautiful mothers and adults that have beautiful mothers and mothers of fur babies, happy Mother's Day to all of you. Bye-bye.